A Senate committee recently adopted the Senate Democrats' version of a budget repair, which shifts nearly $22 million allotted for Real ID into a general fund. Chris Amity of the ACLU of Wisconsin applauds their action.
Senate Finance Committee and the Senate budget repair bill, if it includes a transfer of money away from Real ID, is good, but there's a better solution, and that's really just to drop support for Real ID completely.
Real ID is a federal anti-terrorism law which will require a more secure identification card available through the DMV.
You know, it's not going to deter people from getting fake ID cards.
Amity says people will simply up the ante in their forgery tactics.
You hear these stories about, oh, somebody at the Motor Vehicles Department was arrested for, you know, passing out fake IDs or making up fake IDs.
Amity also references the recent Milwaukee Army outpost burglary in which a number of blank military IDs and the equipment to make them were stolen. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.